This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We don't have time for the theme song.
We do.
No, we don't. Because I have something really important to talk about.
It matters where you get your news.
This is my
if
only
you are
moment.
Searching for news you can trust, then you are completely screwed. This is news or nope.
Do you guys remember the Willy Wonka Glasgow fiasco?
The what?
What?
Willy? The Willy Wonka in Glasgow, where it was like supposed.
Where's Glasgow? Oh my God, this show. Okay, that was news or nope for today.
Where is
it? Scotland? Yeah.
Glasgow? Okay.
Yeah. Do you not remember?
What are you
just
doing right now? This is supposed to be, okay, for
hold on.
The
okay.
uninitiated, this
I
is
need-
where
it was my turn to go first.
I don't care. I have so much I need to talk about right now. You don't remember.
You know, we have other parts of the show that are about whatever we want to talk about, but like this is news or nope where you come up with a headline. But do you know how the format works? It's just like,
I don't care.
You come
right
out
now.
As
the oh. Willy Wonka fiasco in Glasgow, where it was like the one sad Oompa Loompa at the bar, and like there was the chocolate moat, but it was a really sad boat, and there wasn't any decorations.
That was in another country?
Yes.
I know what you're
they
talking about.
Yeah, yeah. They did a whole thing, and they charged through the nose for it.
It happened again in Detroit for Bridgerton.
News!
Yeah. Oh, dude, I can't stop.
What?
The videos from it are so funny. It was a Bridgerton thing. People paid like $300 for a ticket. They all got dressed up. They get there. There's one violinist. There's one dancer who happens to be a pole dancer.
Okay. Like pole, like stripper? Like
yeah. Oh, the pole was there, too. Yeah.
Okay, wow.
This was a real Bridgerton vibe.
I want a golden ticket.
The food, there was barely any food. It all sold out within an hour, and no one was cleaning
was
up
it
the
costume
place.
Like everybody came?
Everyone dressed up and looked beautiful.
What do you call that? Elizabethan? What is that? What is
gowns,
that? Gowns,
like, I don't know.
Yeah, but
Victorian?
Corsets and... Yeah, Victorian, maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
I've never watched the show, but...
But the food was raw. Like, the photo opportunities were just... The backdrops were, like, table covers. Like, it was so bad, and I cannot stop laughing at all of the videos.
So we learned nothing from, what was it called? Firefest?
Yeah, that was one. Yeah.
By the way, there's another one.
Yeah, they're redoing... I think it's the same guy.
Yeah.
Who's, like, putting it on.
He was like, well, Netflix bailed me out.
Round
I made
two.
My money back.
So I'm doing another one. And then we did the Willy Wonka thing, which was literally like in a warehouse.
Yeah.
I've been
this
to things
was in like
that.
An empty ballroom. They barely had any decorations.
But everybody paid.
Like $300.
Do you know that things like this, I'm trying to remember, I've been in things like this before.
I went to the official Netflix Bridgerton ball that came to town.
Okay.
It was so much fun.
And worth it.
And worth it, yes.
Worth how much?
I don't remember what we paid.
Hundreds though.
No. Okay. I don't think so.
Did you get all dressed up and everything?
Yeah.
Oh.
You did? You own clothes like that?
Yeah.
No, I rented them. And it wasn't even like a Victorian dress. It was just a gown. It was bronze. I don't know.
That makes sense. I didn't know you could rent that guy, I guess. Yeah. When like you rent a tux for a wedding. Yeah.
I think you can roll into Reinke Brothers. Like they have.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
By the way, they're Mine your was not official on theme. Halloween superstore or whatever. Yeah. We haven't talked to those guys in forever. I need to go over to Reinke.
Yeah. I wonder how
they're
doing.
Is it Reinke? How do you say it? Is it Reinke or Reinke? Meineke is the muffler company. I think it's Reinke.
Okay.
Reinke Bros. I used to go in there and buy magic tricks.
Oh, that's cute.
When I really wanted to be a magician. This is me just killing time till you're ready to talk about whatever you're ready. Wait, there was something that I got suckered into. Let me just say this. If you've done things like that, like I've done where like some winery, this sounds very snobbish, but a winery like Cake Bread is coming to town and they're like, we'll be at Del Frisco's. And it's like $500 a person. By the way, never mind, not a Del Frisco's, not Cake Bread, two really great places. But like, they go, it's a wine tasting and it's $500 and you get, we'll pair your food and your wine and you'll get like 18 courses and you're like, awesome. And you get there and you're like, at no point, it's like you get a bite of salad with a tiny little splash of Sauvignon Blanc and like whatever. Mm-hmm. And at the end of it, you're like, this was so not worth it. But your pride is like, you've already insted that you're like headed to the wine tasting and like, so then you can't say it. So the event gets to keep going on because no one... It's like the emperor has no clothes. Like no one will admit that the event sucks, but and so they keep selling it out.
That's
no
why
one
I'm
will...
happy about this generation. They give no F's, and yeah, for sure. Like,
the Bridgerton thing in Detroit
was trash.
Trash. Okay, Tiak, you ready?
Yeah, I have some good news coming out of the government.
What?
Apparently the...
You're never going to get a news if you say the G word.
Well, they have frozen the price of stamps for the year 2025. They're not going to raise them.
Nope. Really? You thought that was going to get me to say
it's
news?
Current. It's a current event.
It was boring news.
Can I tell you something?
News. Yeah.
The other day, I went into my junk drawer because I needed something obscure. What do you need? When you go to your junk drawer, what is the thing that usually guides you there? Is it you're looking for a battery or are you looking for a... For me, I think it was a paper clip.
Paper clip or a rubber band for me.
Yeah.
That's what I need. You know what it is? So many people have applied for this job that I was going through a stack of applications and like I had a stack of nopes and I needed one of those...
Those big binder clips or whatever.
A big one.
And I went looking and I found a thing of stamps that I bought, Forever Stamps that I think I bought when Forever Stamps came out.
Wow.
Which was what, 20 years ago?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't mail. Who mails? Who uses stamps? Online bill pay.
I just thought you might get passionate about it. Excuse me.
Nope.
Clearly, Aaron, you're not.
Try again. You're crushing this.
Thank you. Well, I have some bad news. On October 10th, T-Hack and I will both need the day off because that's when Backyard Baseball comes out.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. Well, I'll put in for it now. Yeah. This is news. I'll secede the point. This is news.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about. It came up on the show before. It's a video game?
Yeah,
a
PC, computer game.
Do you even own a PC, fools?
My work computer.
So you're going to download it on your work computer?
I guess.
Or is it going to be like a browser?
I should start using that thing for something.
Is it browser-based now or something?
I think, it'll be on Steam, maybe.
Oh. What do I use on Steam? I do something on Steam. Oh, Jackbox. You ever play Jackbox?
No.
Super fun.
No. See, I've kind of been out of the video game. I don't play video games at all, but I played all the backyard sports up till like 7th grade.
So this is one of those games.
This will be a big good throwback for me.
But it was fun, and then it just, like, you can't play it now. It's literally nowhere. There's nowhere you can play
it. I think you need like a CD-ROM for it and put it in like that. I had all the CDs for
that. Do you remember that game that came out? Was that in the middle of COVID? That jumpy thing?
Flappy Bird?
That
was like 15 years ago because I remember it was when I
was
in high school.
That was not 15 years ago.
It was when I was in high school.
There's no way it was that long ago.
I think so. Mm. I'll double check.
Because this is my news or nope. As long as we're talking about video games. It is back. But do you know why it went away?
It came out in 2013, 10 years ago.
It went away because the developer realized all of us were so addicted to it and he couldn't live with himself, so he pulled it.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like... He's making too much money because if you try to play it, I couldn't get past the first two things, the first two little pipes. You had to like keep the bird like in, and if you hit too hard, you'd bonk his head on the top. If you didn't hit enough, he'd crash. So trying to keep him afloat, I sucked at it. I played it for like 20 hours straight and the developer realized that and and killed it.
Wow. Well, right. So is he's kind of a hero then.
He is, but now he's decided I think he needs a bigger yacht. So he's he's re-releasing the game.
No, the general public like bought the rights to it. So he's not releasing it.
He's not? Yeah. I heard it's a newer game and it's cooler and more fun.
Mm.
But, okay. Tiag, this is your last chance to redeem yourself.
This season's hottest new Halloween costume, sexy Ozempic shot. Who's getting it?
Can I just...
Dibs. Called it.
Can I just say, I'm going to give you news, but I don't want to hear any more of the story.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.